23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Milonso Market in Mukushi Genza toilet facility. Residents are linked a rising number of street kids in Lusaka to economic hardships. In African news, Malawi police arrest their 8 for alleged election fraud. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A resident of Miloso in Mukushi district, Ruben Mwape, has commended the opening of a new toilet facility at Milonso Market, describing it as a step toward improving sanitation in the area. Mr. Mwape notes that before the facility was constructed, traders and customers relied on an unfinished building, which created an hygienic environment. He says the new toilet will help promote cleanliness and dignity at the market. He has also thanked the Mukushi Town Council for working hand in hand with the community to complete the project. Some residents of Lusaka say the increase in the number of street children in the capital city is due to economic hardships. Speaking in an interview, the residents have explained that most parents are unable to provide for their families, forcing children, especially orphans, onto the streets where they survive by begging. They further said that reducing the cost of living would help lessen the number of street children.
My plate is a new bakari. Can you have your pack of my plate?
Mapeche ni ambili pa nyumba. Kitoto hizi ya kangi wa mtu. Kunga mwana mzake. Kuchabuwa nji. Yeni maproblem ni ambili mnyumba. So sina kambati yawe. Because hii unimushi. But na ikono meze. Nothing. Kaya this time manje. This time ikono minachinda kutati. Because vantu. Wanalubana. So mtapeza ati. Dono miyame tulimo. Injalaika yeka yame tulimo na hii.
A 17-year-old Form 1 pupil of Katangalika Secondary School in Chama District of Eastern Province has taken his own life by taking an unknown substance and leaving a note behind. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, stating that it occurred on 16th September 2025 in Mwalala Village. Brief facts of the matter are that Elias Mtonga, now deceased, on 16th September 2025, around 06 hours, went to school and returned home around 13 hours and started doing household chores. Mr. Mwemba says later in the evening he started complaining of severe stomach pains, which prompted his relatives to rush him to Mwalala Rural Health Post, where he was admitted. The Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer says while left at the health post, relatives of Elias have searched his pockets and found a note which read, "Sorry, my relatives, I'm dying, and the reasons for taking my life is something I can't reveal, but don't trouble my mother, she says, innocent." Bright Future Foundation for Persons with Disabilities Executive Director Matthew Skauma has stressed the urgent need to include persons with disabilities in decision-making positions. Mr. Kauma notes that ward development committees, WDCs, and other local structures often exclude persons with disabilities, leaving their voices unheard in critical development matters. He further observes that early pregnancies among persons with disabilities remain common due to limited community engagement and activities are tailored for them. These concerns were raised during a community meeting in Mansa District, Wapula Province, which brought together residents from Shulu, Sande, and Makasa villages. The event was organized by the Center for Future Generation, CFG, under the Civil Society Leads Project, implemented by People in Need, PIN, and the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, with support from the European Union, EU. Speaking at the gathering, Anjira Mtonga, Program Manager for Governance and Social Sectors at the EU delegation to Zambia in COMESA, welcomed the growing awareness around protection and empowerment, noting that persons with disabilities have equal rights and deserve a full participation in society.
What is exciting me a lot is the kind of awareness you have about protection and empowerment of persons with disabilities. Persons with disabilities have the same rights as any other person in this country. At the European Union, we prioritize the welfare of persons with disabilities. Every year we allocate huge amounts of funding to organizations that work with people with disabilities. For this year, we have contracts with Site Savers, with Zafod, with DAP, and Vatesha Home in Fire to Zambia. Get in touch with these organizations and find out how you can be involved in advancing the rights of persons with disabilities.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Vekaje 5 2 then 333. That's my